Good morning, everyone. It's the 6th of July, 2023. It's Thursday morning. Hope you're all having a good morning so far. Mark's been reading through this book, Phillips versus the State of Missouri. This is a book about an event that happened 25 years ago when I was terminated from the State of Missouri for refusing as a social worker to license and place children with homosexual foster parents. And we brought a federal lawsuit against the State of Missouri, and God won the victory. It also is a compilation of the last 20 years and how God has molded me and changed me and my doctrine from being brought up in an Arminian church to now subscribing to the doctrines of sovereign grace. Mark's ready for chapter 19, and by the way, I say this every morning. If you are interested, God makes you interested, in obtaining this book, I can get it to you at no charge. If you go to LarryWPhillips.com, go to my contact section and say, I'd like your book, and I'll send you a PDF copy of this book. Mark is ready for chapter 19, entitled False Doctrines Purported About Christianity. I'm going to turn it over to Mark and have him read it.
Phillips versus the State of Missouri, chapter 19, False Doctrines Purported About Christianity. This chapter is about false doctrines purported about Christianity, rather than do it comprehensive historical perspective about how false doctrines came into being, we must first set forth a presupposition of the reason there are false doctrines because of original sin. All of mankind was plunged into spiritual death because of our father Adam's disobedience to God. This brought about spiritual death for all men and women. Many will never be recipients of the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Because of this reason, there are many of those who want to promote false doctrines. They want to promote a false Christ and false gods. In our culture, there is a rise of false prophets and false doctrines that are multiplying in great numbers. Most of the doctrines out there today are doctrines associated with doctrinal works. Many of the doctrines are Arminian in scope and content. These doctrines deny the biblical doctrines that are revealed in Scripture. What doctrines am I referring to? I'm referring to the total depravity of man, the unconditional election of God, and the absolute truth that Jesus Christ came to save people from their sins. Rather than adhering to these doctrines, these false teachers put out a doctrine, many of the doctrines for men to choose whatever fits their fancy and their taste. One of the most important facts here revealed in the Bible is the covenant between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit before creation. Christ would come and redeem his people from their sins by dying on the cross and shedding his blood as the only perfect sacrifice, which God the Father would accept as a substitution for the sins of his people. The false doctrines also report that a person who has been quickened by the power of God can lose his or her salvation. Scripture affirms that a person who has been born again, the Spirit of God has been given the gift of eternal life, and their life is hid in God, and they have the imputed righteousness in Jesus Christ. Probably one of the most well-known false prophets of the last 40 years was Billy Graham. Billy Graham started preaching some truth over time, and over time has become an absolute heretic. Now he denies the literal hell, says that a person doesn't need to know Jesus Christ to get to heaven, and stated that he believes a lot of good people will be in heaven that never knew Christ. We know that there are many other false prophets. We know that during this appeal is a false prophet. He and his wife published a periodical called Guidepost Magazine. Peel is very involved in Freudian psychology, and a Freudian psychologist formed an association in the basement of his church. Robert Schuller named Norman Vincent Peel as one of his principal mentors of all time. Fast forward, and now we have Rick Warren, author of Purpose Driven Life and pastor of Saddleback Church. I've done an exhaustive study of the purpose-driven life book, which you can find on our website at http://www.sermonaudio.com. House Church Reform is ushered in new age concepts of the Christian community at large. He was asked to pray at the inauguration of Barack Obama, has tried to be all things to all people. This comprising attitude is most prevalent in the mega churches of today. Joel Osteen says that he does not preach about sin. He says that his objective is just to make everybody's day better. They don't call him Smiling Joe Osteen for nothing. Joe Hybels is also a part of the user high-friendly church movement. We would name many others who have aligned their ministry to the world and have taken on the God loves everyone with that exception lie. Charismatic movement is growing at an alarming rate. The Trinity Broadcasting Network now has over 5,000 television stations throughout the world. Biddy Head, Kid, Gloria Copeland, Richard Moore, Robert Sean Hagee, Mark Sherman, Paula White, Juanita Bynum, and T.D. Jakes all have national ministry promoting a touchy feel-good religion. John Hagee has been on national television proclaiming that Jesus Christ has not come to the side of the Jews, and it's never his intention to do so. We have done in-depth studies on each of these individuals. I don't speak without having validated information they are putting out regarding the Holy Spirit, signs and wonders, ministries, false healing, plant, etc. I would refer you back to our website on Sermon Audio to find out more in depth about these individuals and their fraudulent ministries. One thing runs prevalent through their ministries, and that is they deny the absolute sovereignty of God and salvation in place of the free will of man. We told it, so with all long suffering and doctrine, in these instant and season and out of season, we are also in a state to show ourselves as true unto God. A workman rightfully dividing the word of truth, Scripture reveals there will come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine. They will bring unto themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they that they will be turned into fables. We have also done extensive research on the practice of self-closed relationship to J.R.R. Tolkien. Tolkien is very much involved in cult practices in the New Age Church movement, the Church of Scientology, and the Church of Christianity. Jehovah's Witnesses, the Roman Catholic Church, the Mormon Church, the Community of Christ, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the Christian Science Church, are all groups that deny the Bible and have created their own interpretations based on their leaders and their doctrines, which have departed from the very revealed scripture. Many of these groups have ties to the Scientology and Illuminati. The United States, many of its founders were very much entrenched in the Scientology. Thomas Jefferson wrote his own rendition of the Bible, leaving out major portions because they went against his philosophies, which he learned at the hands of the Masons. Benjamin Franklin was a high-level Mason. What is important to expose to the fact that many of the founders of the United States of America were high-level Masons. We must realize that when you say that this nation is a Christian nation founded upon Christian principles, it's just not factual. The Declaration of Independence states that all men are created equal, but that they are bound by the Creed with certain individual rights. Has origin in Scient literature and is not biblical. All men are not created equal, even though all men are created. All men are born and conceived in sin and apart from the power of God will be damned in hell forever. We now have many political power struggles that are prompting false concepts regarding the pursuit of happiness, liberty, free will, and humanistic philosophies. Then are faced with those who aspire to bring about a new world order. I have been condemned by many for pointing out the facts of lies with the international banking community, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Central Intelligence Agency, the Illuminati, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, the main leaders of the so-called evangelical community. As a result of these unholy alliances, we have discovered that many of these international bank communities and those involved in the Sun Lodge have been funded in the seminaries in the United States, or 13 families have been involved in cult practices, aspired to gain control over government entities through sheer manipulation of economic factors affecting those particular governments, they have plugged both sides of war to gain economic advantage and power over governmental bodies. Some of those families are very well known, including the Bowers, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Colin C's, just to name a few. You must realize that God is sovereign over evil, and he does all things after counts of his own will, so anything that happens does not take God by surprise. God has allowed these evil forces to come to power, Paul said, as it relates to Pharaoh, for the same purpose that I raised thee up. I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared through all the earth, so we know that God has purposes of using you to glorify himself. There is no question about that. He actually did that voiceover. We know that to be a fact. We must remind ourselves without any reservation that God has ever taken by surprise. Christ and Paul said that in the last days, perilous times shall come, and that men shall be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. That they will be marrying and given in marriage, and compares it to the time that Noah entered the ark. And we see all around us a preoccupation with mysticism associated with cold and the rise of rebellion, a practice the Bible calls rebellion. Witchcraft is out of the sin of rebellion. When we see books like Harry Potter, C.S. Lewis, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe, we see movies being prompted by most churches taking from themes of C.S. Lewis. It should give us great concern to show us plainly that we are living the last days. We should be, what should be our answer response to these things? Jeremiah did a great deal of work in obedience to God and condemned the false prophets of his time. Christ said, these false pastors destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. We know today that there are many who take on the look of a sheep, but they are in fact wolves in sheep's clothing. We also know that many of our congresspersons and senators and graduates from Jesuit universities, the Jesuit order is a military order of the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church is not a Christian religion. It's a religion that promotes the doctrine of works of saints, saying the rosary over and over again, the Mass, the continually sacrifice of Christ multiple times. Mariolatry is exalting Mary to be co-redeemer with Christ, praying to Mary and paying the saints or dead people to necromancy, buying indulgences for sins, going on pilgrimages to worship graven images and statues of Mary, just to name a few. Other works based false doctrine, the Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church calls Peter Headlier the Pope, which means Papa, and designate him as a vicar of Christ, replace the Holy Spirit, a true vicar of Christ. This is just a few summary of the concerns regarding those present modern day false prophets and false doctrines veil throughout the world today. Many of them are full of plagued ideas and works of theology, deny the effectual calling that from Simon, God, election, predestination, justification, and reputation. God alone is revealed in the Bible. Next time, we're ready for chapter 20, the eternal covenant between Godhead. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
Well, we definitely are living in some times for a lot of humanistic, secular self-exaltation of the creature doctrine is being promoted in so-called churches. Tomorrow we continue in chapter 20. Which is the eternal covenant between the Godhead. I've changed a little bit my position on that. And then also, I think that probably read chapter 21, the absolute sovereignty of God. The good Lord be with you today.